Hello. Thank you, everyone, for joining me on this Positive Thursday. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. And on today's Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 24, the hidden suspicion in the times we're living in today. That's going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Before all this hell broke loose in the world we're living in, and someone else's may not be aware of the hidden suspicion we've been living in, but many of our eyes have been opened wide more than anything with this coronavirus epidemic that's been destroying many lives around the world. It was like a big bomb that blew up in our faces out of nowhere. People scrambling to the stores trying to stock up on food and toilet paper, hand sanitizer, the small basic accessories that we all sometimes take for granted.
After a fight over toilet paper in Woolworths. The vision of the shoppers arguing with another woman went viral as supermarkets impose new purchase limits to curb coronavirus hysteria.
The fight over toilet paper that went viral around the world.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack.
Now the 60-year-old mother and her 23-year-old daughter, who were wheeling a trolley full of rolls at Woolworths Chullora, have been charged with a fray and are due in court next month.
Been like a nightmare. The hidden suspicion that we've all been living under has been like a nightmare, like in a movie. Just think about them zombie movies when people get bitten and they turn into this mean, ugly-looking, scary creature. But more than that, loved ones' hearts been broken. Families been torn apart. Jobs been shut down. Schools been shut down. People scrambling for food. Just scrambling for a peace of mind. It's been hard for each and every one of us. I know some of us probably wondering and thinking to ourselves, how do I wake up out of this terrible nightmare? Lord, please help me. Prayer is not helping enough. But sometimes prayer just changes things and give us the courage and the strength that we need. No matter what religion or background, we all are in this together, living under hidden suspicion in this world we're living in today. It's nothing new. It's been going on from centuries to centuries, from back in time, before we all was even here, from our grandparents, from generations to generations. Hidden truths of things that the government don't want us to know, or things in life, or different signals and signs that sometimes we don't want to pay attention to. But hidden suspicion has always been a mystery, but sometimes not, depending on our outlook, on how we see things. But most important thing is being aware of our environment, of the signs, even if it's a scary thing. Worldly epidemic has been going on for so long. The coronavirus is nothing new. Think about the Ebola virus. Think about other viruses and other diseases that have been hitting, that came out of nowhere, that some people knew about, but didn't want us to know about it. How can we prepare ourselves for situations when it's overwhelming, when it comes out the blue, and we feel stuck and afraid? How can we prepare ourselves? That's a question for each one of you. I know we all are thinking and wondering, me too. The reality of truth, but the reality of what needs to be seen. What do we do in these times of the hidden truth that has been, the hidden suspicion that been revealed to us? What do we do to continue to move forward with our lives, to protect our loved ones and families? How can we continue to move forward? Or rely within each one of us. The hidden suspicion that we've been living under in this world we're living in today, it's deep, isn't it? It's deeper than what I'm even saying. Y'all probably know. I know y'all probably heard many of stories, not just about the coronavirus, about things that we put in our body with the foods, things that is put in foods that make us sick and make us sick with cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes. Just think about it. How many of you listeners that had the flu shot? Do we really know that the flu shot helps to prevent us from getting sick? What is really in the flu shot? That's another hidden suspicion that this world we've been living in under. What is really in the medicines that we take? Whether it's a pill, by mouth form, or we get it by needle form. Makes you think, right, y'all? It's been a crazy, crazy last couple months, I know, for each one of us. And even if I know all this time, for those of you that have been home, I know many of you probably have a lot of time to reflect. Have y'all been reflecting? Like, what have y'all been reflecting about? Have y'all been praying more, writing more, or just damn scared and crying out your mind? And if you've been crying, that's okay, because you're not the only one. I know many of people's families have died due to this coronavirus epidemic. I know that's been on a lot of people's mind, like mostly everybody's mind. Like, when is this going to go away? You know, what's going to happen next? Is it going to get worse? Is it going to go away? What is really going to happen next? We all been living under hidden suspicions in the world we're living in today, especially currently now with the coronavirus outbreak and how it's affecting many people's lives. I believe that all this that's going on is going to make each one of us more stronger and more closer. But also, I believe there's going to be a big life lesson to many people. And I also, more people are not going to take things for granted. People are going to be loving more, especially their loved ones and others, and not taking life for granted because it's so short. And can I tell each one of you all, besides me doing this podcast, I also do other stuff too. Like, I work in a hospital, and each and every time that I go into the hospital, I'm taking a risk with my own life and not knowing, even though I have a mask on and gloves, I just don't know what I'm stepping into, because at the hospital where I work at, they have a lot of hidden things that be going on, knowing that people have been affected, but we're not aware of it until like towards the end, you know, which is a really scary thing. So my thing is this, although some things in life, when it does happen, we have no control over hidden suspicions that be hidden, but be revealed to us in times we don't know. But my main thing is this, prayer do changes things. And I also want to say to each one of you, you know, this Positive Thursday is not going to be long like it usually be, but I will have a full episode next week because I want to have something more funner and more uplifting. Not saying that this topic is not uplifting, but this is more like a more serious conversation. Not saying that my other topics don't be serious, because they do, but this is like more a deep conversation. And I want to say also, I want to thank each one of you listeners for tuning in each and every week on this Positive Thursday. And I just wanted to ask each one of you is, what have y'all been doing since, you know, this hidden suspicion that we've been living in been coming out, not just with the coronavirus, but other hidden things that sometimes we get blindsided at, and, you know, we don't want to see, whether it's a bad love relationship, bad habits. I mean, it's a lot of things, and I know we all are not perfect, you know, we all have flaws and so forth. And even hidden suspicions we live under, even with people that we come in contact with, family members or people that, you know, that we may know, think is our friends, and then we come find out that they're not our friends. So that's going to be another hidden suspicion that we may be living under for years that we don't know about. And, let me ask y'all a question. How's the weather been where you're at? Here where I'm at in Philly, the weather been super, some days it been nice and some days it rained. Like today, it's been a little bit not cloudy, but windy, but the sun is out. So it's been very, like yesterday it was nice too, and then it got cold. So it's like, you just don't know, you know, what the weird. The weather been super crazy. So, but I believe that everything that's going on and what we all going through right now, it's going to pass away. I really, truly believe that. This too shall pass. Everything that's going on, this storm should pass. And I believe that in the name of Jesus, everyone. I just want to say, I thank each one of you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. And I'm super happy to know that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is powers in the numbers. And also, I would love to hear your feedback on this podcast and future podcast ideas. And I also want to know, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear, we all have our stories. What have y'all been doing during this time that we've been, you know, like as far as with all this coronavirus, what have each one of you been doing to keep your mind clear, to stay positive? Even though I know it's been hard and it's been a struggle each day, and it's been a struggle for me too, everyone. I might seem positive all the time, but deep down inside some days, it's like, I'd be like, man, I just don't know. But, you know, my faith keep me going, and, you know, and that's all I can do is just keep going, you know. And I'm just grateful just to be here and talking to each one of you. I'm grateful for the small things. My got a roof over my head. Me and my family have food to eat. You know, just the small things. And I just want to just encourage anyone that feels down, that feel like they don't want to live and feel like want to give up during this time of hardship and people losing money and losing their job. I want to just keep you in prayer. I'm going to keep each one of you in prayer. And I encourage you and let you know that everything is going to be okay. And y'all can connect with me on Zoe Flower YouTube page. And please subscribe. I really will appreciate that. And don't forget to share this podcast, because it is powers in the numbers. You can send me a message on this podcast. And you also can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Twitter. Excuse me, Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And on Twitter, I'm Zoe Flower at Twitter. God bless y'all. And remember, everyone, try to keep a smile on your face. Even when it's hard, try to smile. Especially in the times we're living in. Even if you got to stand in the mirror and just smile, like, look at my beautiful self. I just wanted to say something really silly and have y'all laughing. God bless each one of you. I'll talk to each one of you on the next Positive Thursday. God bless. Have a good one. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday.